The issue with the current case shortage is on the ground. The shortages are getting dire by the day, considering that people are now facing major challenges in terms of withdrawing their monies from the automated teller machines. But there has been encouragement by the central bank to say that people must now use the plastic money. But also, the use of plastic money, it is in line with the National Financial Inclusion Strategy, which was promulgated by the central bank governor on his first half monetary policy statement in 2016.
What do you recommend should be done to make sure that things are brought back to normal?
The main problem that we are having is that there is high externalization of money within the Zimbabwean economy. And figures from the responsible authorities do concur that a lot of money has been taken or looted out from the country by various business people. And, you know, the Panama Gate, which made headlines sometimes in the media. So that alone, it is a manifestation that as an economy or as a country, we are still having major problems in terms of illicit financial inflows. So if the central bank, in conjunction with the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development, are to come up with measures that can plug out those financial and illicit outflows of money, I think that would be a major step in the right direction to avert the problems of cash within the economy. And also going on the issue of exports, I think Zimbabwe is registering very paltry export receipts.